Hey guys, this is Nacho from Veterinary What the Fuck Moments. This is the first episode of the Veterinary WTF Moments podcast. As we progress through these first few episodes, I'm going to be taking the time to interview the different admins of the page. So Habanero, Salsa, Tortilla, and Guac, if I can get a hold of her. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Getting to know your admin team. Eventually, what I'd like to do is talk with some of the local staff from the clinics in my area, and as well with some of you guys on the page about the various topics that are discussed frequently, I guess you could say, in the veterinary community. Things such as corporate practices, new and developing medications and technology, things of that like. And we'll go from there, and hopefully this turns out to be a big success like the Facebook page has been, and I look forward to hearing from and talking with all of you guys. Take care. All right. Hey, guys, this is Nacho from Veterinary What the Fuck Moments. And today I'm going to be introducing you to our most basic bitch of admins, Tortilla. This is your chance to get to know her and get to learn a little bit about her and what she brings to the table and her personal life. So go ahead. I guess I'll kick things off. I had some, I guess you could say talking points, but first
this
off,
this feels like a really awkward first date.
It does.
You know what I mean?
A little bit, but I mean,
I feel like I'm reliving all the dating that I've gone on in my early 20s. Like,
if it makes you feel any better and a little less awkward, just know that I am going to put out at the end of this.
No, that doesn't make me feel any less awkward. I feel like that's kind of the expectation.
Well, yeah, it is.
But whatever. Oh, dating.
Does it make? What if I tell you I'm putting out while talking to you?
Oh, is that hot? That's hot. Yeah.
All right. All right. Good deal. But anyway, go ahead. You can introduce yourself if you want to give us a city and state or just a state. Of course, you know one of the biggest premises of the Facebook page.
Oh my God, Nacho, I can't hear you. I feel like I've been muted.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay. So apparently I can't have anything open over this.
Mm-hmm.
No, but anyway, go ahead.
No, that was like the old school Verizon commercials, like that guy. Can you hear me now?
Switch to Sprint. Anyway. Traitor.
Yeah, what a traitor. Anyways, well, I'm Tortilla. I'm the most basic bitch in the group, obviously, and I represent all the basic bitches in vet med because there's so many of us. But I mean, where else are basic bitches from other than California? Come on, now.
There you go.
Yeah,
represent that trash can fire of a state.
That's right. We're going up in flames. We are falling apart over here. Let's be real.
So anyway, what do you do? Are you emergency general practice?
Have you been in
stuff like that?
Yeah. So California's like licensing term for Texas RVTs. I'm an RVT in California, and I work emergency now. I did general practice for a couple of years, kind of was like, it was like in this little mountain clinic, you know, and I was like, I think I want to spread my baby tech wings. And I worked at a university for a little bit, but that wasn't really my thing. And now I'm doing ER, and I finally feel like I'm, you know, where I belong with all the other ER weirdos that sleep crazy hours and...
Oh yeah, it's fun because we have an admin group chat and Facebook Messenger, and it's just every once in a while at the most random hours. Hey, here comes Tortilla checking in on the conversation.
Yeah, like 4 a.m. for everybody else's time. I'm like, what's up? I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like I'm drunk when all of you are, you know, just getting up for work at 6 a.m. I'm like on my fifth cocktail of the night after the roughest shift on the planet.
Well, have fun in hell, sinner.
Yeah, I'll drink to that. Cheers.
So, anyway, all right. Can you still hear me?
Yes, this is great.
Okay. So I guess, all right, I wrote down some questions because I am still new at this and I am a dweeb. So what kind of drew you to this field? Like, how long have you been doing this? Was this fresh out of high school?
Oh,
you knew
God.
Exactly
so,
what you wanted to do?
It's so weird that you asked that because I feel like I'm not old enough to be saying this, but I've been in the field for 11 years. Like, it's very
Jesus
weird.
Christ.
It's very weird that I know, and I'm still in my 20s, so, like, how is that even possible? But I don't know. I guess it is, so... Yeah, no, I've literally been doing this since I was in high school. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know people that have started as, you know, kennel techs and small town clinics, you know, at the age of 15 or 16 years old, stuff like that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And kind of gotten some on the job training.
Yep. Yeah, that was me. Actually, I wanted to be a doctor, but when I saw the shit that they have to deal with, I was like, no, fuck that.
Like a human doctor or a vet?
No, like a vet, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a vet. And I was like, no thanks. The crippling debt that you guys have is not something I'm interested in. But then I started dating one. So,
yeah.
I mean, well, you know, I live by...
When she says you guys, I'm not included in that. I am not a doctor.
But I live vicariously through him. So, okay. Yeah.
Now,
so
do
I
you
guess
guys
kind of get to satisfy that part of my life?
Yeah. Do you guys work together?
No. Oh, fuck no. I absolutely not. I could never work. He's a gem, like a great boyfriend, but oh my God, I couldn't work with him. I feel like it would ruin our relationship. Seriously.
How'd you,
I really
how'd you
think
guys
it would.
Then?
What? What did you
Hello?
Say?
Said, how'd you guys meet then? Just random luck that two med professionals ended up together?
Well, I know. So because I worked at the university for a little bit, I worked with, oh my God, this is so scandalous. I worked with vet students and I met him when he was a student. And disclaimer, nothing inappropriate happened while he was a student.
Oh, okay. You can lie to me and the fan base. Just don't lie to yourself.
Shit. I mean, that's how basic bitches work, but that time I did not take the basic bitch route. We kept it very professional.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it was really weird. So we, like, became friends when he was in school there, and then after he'd graduated, we fell out of touch, and we didn't get together till like, 6 months after he was working at a clinic, like, kind of nearby, and so then everything just kind of fell into place.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Now, what would you say is your favorite thing about vet med? I'm guessing it's the playing with puppies and kittens all day, right?
Oh my God, you have no idea. No, I'm just, I feel like it's so, especially being an ER now, like the times when we see a puppy or a kitten, like something is fucked up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
It is not fun. Like we don't get to do the fun, let's start Fluffy on his, here's his new first puppy shots. Like, no, like these puppies are fucked up. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I remember you saying that, you know, you worked GP and you worked at a university, and going to ER is kind of where you, I think you said you found your calling, like this was for you. So like, what about it? Like, what's your favorite thing? What about it makes it, you know, for you? Cause I know there's plenty of techs and assistants and even doctors out there that would absolutely dread working in ER.
Yeah. Well, I know Salsa freaking wanted to kill himself when he worked ER, but I think, well, so like when I worked in at the university, I like, it's one of those things, and this field is so weird because you don't know what you don't know. Do you know what I mean?
You have been like, drinking.
But like, you don't know what you don't know. And so when I worked at the university, like, there was just so, I felt like I was working a completely different field. Like, there was just all these things that I had no idea even existed, like all these disease processes I had never even heard of. And like, I learned a lot about that kind of stuff. And that part was really good for me because I have learned that I'm the kind of person that I thrive in an environment where I'm continuously learning new things. And like, that's the beauty of this field. But when you're in this little small town mountain clinic, like, there's only so much you can learn.
Okay.
Because you're limited, and like, the people that come in, and like, you know, it's small town mountain life, so like, nobody has, you know, $9,000 laying around to spend on Fluffy's diagnostics. And so like, being in the university setting was really nice. I was able to learn a ton, but there were things about the university that just didn't fit well with me as a person. And like, we can talk about that after I've had maybe like 2 or 3 more drinks another time. But
now, did the university have a clinic? Like, is that what it was? There was
they have a teaching hospital there for their fourth year veterinary students. They work in the teaching hospital, but also it's like full of specialists. Like, they have, you know, all their residents that work there. And so it's just like this tertiary referral system that's just like gy-frickin-normous, and they can do everything there. Like, if they can't do it, it hasn't been a treatment that's been invented yet.
Gotcha.
Curious. No, we spiraled a little bit, but it's totally fine. So I wanted, like, because the university was like just not a good fit for me, but I knew I wanted to be somewhere where I could learn a lot and like still be able to do a lot, I decided to take on ER, kind of not really knowing what I was getting myself into. But I it's been a really good opportunity for me to take all of the things that I've learned, like, from working at the university and applying them to like a private practice setting. And it's actually been so many of my coworkers I had, of course, like, going to a new place, like, you're nervous and you're like, oh my God, am I going to fit? Oh my, these are such basic bitch thoughts, but like, oh my God, am I going to fit in? Like, are people going to be catty and hate me? Like, I don't know. Or like, I don't want people to
think the answer is yes to all of that.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want people to think that my shit doesn't stink because I just came from a university. Like, I did not want that at all. So, but it's been really cool because, like, people have been really open about, like, oh, what have you learned? Like, what can you teach us? And blah, blah, blah. And so,
well, that's good. I mean, it sounds like it set you up from peers.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I just feel like I've meshed really well there. So,
okay. Now, on the opposite side of that coin, what would you say is your like least favorite thing?
Oh my God, all the euthanasias. Like, yeah. We see so freaking many of them. Because, like, it's all the ones that, like, crash in the middle of the night. And the owner, like, they can't take them to their day vet. And so they bring them to us, like, for euthanasia. Or we get so, I don't know where. Like, I think that in the last few years, our field has been pretty good about, like, making it a known thing that like veterinary care is expensive, like you have to pay for these things. But
yes, and that's what I was about to ask you, if there were you know, many of them that were cost driven, because I know it's veterinary care is expensive, but ER care more so.
Right. Yeah. And part of that is because, well, this is what they told me in school, and I get it. Like, at first I remember in school, my instructor asked us, like, why do you think emergency clinics are so expensive? And all of us were like, oh, it's because they're open all the time. Like, they have to pay the light bills and shit, like, for being open 24 hours. And she was like, actually, that's not really what the financial problem is. It's that these emergency clinics don't have, like, heartworm prevention or flea and tick prevention that they're selling to, like, you know, make a profit. And so,
yeah, I thought about that.
Like, that's just like basic economics. But I mean, that's like the shitty part about working ERs. So many fucking euthanasias because people come in and they are not expecting this like $1,500 bill, you know?
Yeah.
My place is pretty good about giving like a treatment plan to people before we do anything, so they can make that decision before racking up a big bill. But man, okay. It really sucks when you get stuff in that's like, you feel like it can be treated, even though it's like this old dog, but like people just aren't willing to, you know, they just can't do it.
Oh yeah. Now, like, so since you see so many, do you feel that you've kind of become emotionally numb to them, or are they still hit just as hard as they did, you know, in the beginning?
They're still, no. So like, this is so weird. This, the very first euthanasia I was a part of when I was like a little intern at the clinic, the dog was named after me, not Tortilla, but like, you know, my actual name. And I was like, well, fuck, this is weird. Like, so it was super, like a really horrible introduction to it. But, and of course I cried, but the, like, I still will see one every once in a while working in ER that even though I've had zero involvement with the dog or like cat or zero involvement with the family, it just kind of hits you right in the gut. There's no predicting that that's going to happen. Like, it just kind of happens.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just because, I don't know. You know, women hormones.
I'm sure it does, but I agree with that. Like, so I spent 5 years. So from 2010 to 2015, I spent 5 years in GP. So we didn't see as many euthanasias as an emergency clinic would. And I'd say, you know, I did become, you know, emotionally numb to it. Whereas I don't, what's Salsa call it? It's a euthanasia burnout or something like that. Emotional
compassion
burnout.
Compassion fatigue.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I definitely got there. I've never been one person that, or the kind of person that really expresses emotions or even has emotions, I guess you could say. If you were to ask my wife, she'd say, she'll tell you that I am like the most emotionless person ever.
Oh, your soul is so black.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, unless I'm watching Marley and Me or the end of the first Pokemon movie, I ain't shedding a tear. So,
yeah.
There's certain things that get me. But, you know, working GP, you know, you have your patients, which I guess you don't get in the ER, but you have patients that you'll develop a relationship with, and the clients that you develop a relationship with, because you're seeing them for, you know, over years. And then when that time comes, those are the ones that really got to me.
Oh, they just freaking kick you right in the balls, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not so much I cry or get all sad and depressed or anything, but those were the ones, like, as I was telling Salsa, I may have said it in the group chat, but like, I got to a point where, you know, we send out our sympathy cards and I would just write the generic, your pet's name will be missed, signed, name redacted. And so the ones that really hit me, yes, I'd leave a personal message in their sympathy card. And I may even go visit them. You know, some of these people, you know, I had dog sit for or cat sit for, things like that. You know, I'd go visit them and take
a personal card. They're like a part of your friend group.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I certainly don't feel like I've gotten to the point. I mean, okay, so after 11 years in the field, I haven't quite gotten to that compassion fatigue. I've been pretty fucking close. Like when I worked at the university, I got pretty close to that.
Yeah.
But you know, there's so many good resources now. There's so many good outlets, and I have a therapist that I talk to regularly, and one of the things that I had said to her was, what do I do? I feel like I saw this place as being the place I was going to spend the rest of my career at, and I'm really disappointed to see that it's not turning out to be a good fit for me. And her advice was to just leave, because those things, like, even like, I know we were just talking about compassion fatigue, and like, here I am spiraling into like toxic work environments, but
hey, that's all right.
This field in and of itself is such a shit show sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I really think that the only way that it's going to change, or like the way that techs are being treated or the way that doctors are going to be treated by, like, other people, you know, or even by, like doctor-on-doctor kind of abuse or, like, doctor-on-tech abuse. Like, the only way that that's going to change is if we stop putting up with it.
Oh.
You know?
No, I fully agree.
I just, yeah, that's just, like, been my motto. So I feel like even though I hate saying all the euthanasias, like, yes, it takes a toll on me, but I have a really healthy work-life balance right now, and that really, really helps.
Yes.
And my work is super good about giving us breaks when we need it, or, like, they have, like, an open-door policy, and they're willing to talk to us if we need to talk to them. Like, I just think that having healthy outlets is so important, and, you know, I'm a part of these other, like, Facebook groups, like Vet Tech Facebook groups, and mm-hmm. there's all these anonymous posts about how these people are, like, in these toxic situations, and I'm like, what the fuck are you still doing there? Like, get out while you can. Like,
yeah. And that's
like, that's not going to get better. It's not going to get better.
And not to turn the conversation towards me, but just kind of share my own personal experience is, and that's why after 5 years, I decided kind of enough was enough. You know, I wasn't getting emotionally drained or I guess so much the compassion fatigue, but I was getting to the point where I was just developing severe apathy. Like, I just didn't care about the field anymore. I mean, I had.
Are you sure that's not just you, Nacho?
What's that?
I'm just kidding. I said, are you sure that's not just you?
Yeah. So... Well, and that's the thing. Like, I had a great.
You soulless bastard.
Well, yeah, that too. But I had a great doc. I had a great practice manager. 90% of my coworkers were amazing. Of course, you know, any place you work, you're going to have the random bitch or bastard that nobody gets along with.
Right. But sometimes I feel like that's me.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. So, just kidding. It's probably not.
There's nothing wrong with being that person occasionally, but if you're that person constantly that nobody can stand and is only good at their job but not any sort of interpersonal skills, it's annoying as shit.
Oh, Jesus. That's, like, the biggest mistake that people will make coming into this field. They're like, I don't want to work with people. And I'm like, you're in the wrong fucking place.
That's what, you need to go work in a fucking research lab then.
Like, yes. Dang. Like, go slice tissue open all day if you don't want to work with people. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, people are definitely a big part of this. A big part of this field. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, as you were talking about, you know, the pages where, you know, you can post stuff anonymously. I know there's the one Facebook page. It's the veterinary support staff.
Unleashed.
Yeah. I know that's a big one. And then there's another one. I don't know the name of it. You probably do, but it's the basically it's a support group for mental health in the veterinary field. And
you know what? I'm not a part of that one. I probably should be.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
But yes, that one does exist. I can't remember the name of it either, but I probably should be a part of it.
Yeah, but so kind of along those lines of being able to vent and share your frustrations with like-minded people that know what you're going through and have experienced it. That's kind of that's the reason I started the page, because after getting in trouble at work one too many times for saying what was on my mind, I decided, hey, I Tortilla, you know, and the fans know, I have a very small filter when it comes to saying what's on my mind.
Or do you have one at all?
Sometimes, you know.
Very small one.
Yes, I have just enough of a filter to keep me from being arrested.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's reasonable.
Yes.
That's maybe you should teach some of us your ways.
I may one day. But again, that's one of the reasons I started the page is, and if anybody wants to take the effort to go back to 2013 and look at some of the earliest posts, it's just me venting about some crackhead client that came in, or, you know, stuff that I couldn't say to my non-vet med friends, or stuff that I couldn't say to my coworkers without them being absolute cunts and reporting me or something like that.
Yeah.
And so where the page has grown to today, It's definitely become an outlet for our fans. We're almost to 30,000. It's definitely become an outlet to our almost 30,000 fans to let out that frustration and get feedback from the veterinary community. And the biggest thing that's helped is our Wine Wednesday, which you are behind the helm on that. You know, that's
yes, because so it's, I mean, so I don't want to bash any other pages specifically.
Oh, fuck it. Feel free.
Vet Tech Nation. But what some of them in particular, like they'll designate a day to like not whining or venting or like complaining about anything.
Yeah.
And part of me, I guess I kind of get it, because negative energy breeds negative energy. And, you know, you don't like, I'm going to like, so let's say I'm minding my own business. I'm having a great day. And I see some Facebook post about some shitty thing that happened to a coworker of mine, like in the vet world. Mm-hmm. My day instantly goes from like happy to like, I'm a little pissed for that person.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, depending on what the situation is. But so I guess I understand that like that can breed some kind of negative energy. But on the other hand, this field is so fucking negative and terrible. And oh God, it's so hard.
Like, it is.
Like I have a regular therapist, for God's sake. And that's, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't keep all that bottled up.
Like, no. And I just, if these other pages aren't going to be an outlet for, like, what if this person, say one of their members or whatever, like, I mean, we're going to talk about this. Like, one of their members has such a horrible day and they've just reached their breaking point. And they're like, look, I'm thinking about taking my own life.
Yeah.
And they have no outlet to take that to. They can't afford a therapist, which, like, I get, because we make freaking pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
Can't afford a therapist. The one outlet that they do have is saying like, no negative posts. Like they're getting blocked from shit, and they like their friends don't understand. Like, give it to me. Like I can take it. I mean, I'm not like, if it's really serious, I will tell you, hey, you're being heard, and like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you if like maybe you should maybe seek therapy just in the interim. But you know what? I'm here. If you need to vent it to somebody, like, we're here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate to be telling people in our field to keep their emotions bottled up. Like, it's hard enough as it is to control our emotions. Like, how much more difficult would it be if we were told, I mean, we're already told at work that we have to behave a certain way.
Yeah.
To maintain professionalism, but we gotta let it out. In mm-hmm. certain outlets, you know, and some people just don't know their outlets.
Yes. No, I fully agree. And that's, I think that's one of the reasons why Wine Wednesday on our page is one of the most successful days of the week. We get the most fan interaction on that day.
It does. It's also, I've been thinking about like ways to kind of, because I don't want somebody's wine to go like unnoticed.
Yeah.
Because they all kind of come into the same inbox. But I, the requests for anonymous posts are pretty, pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I see anonymous posts on other pages, but, and of course I'm not an admin of those pages, so I don't see specifically like what they get in their inbox, but some of the ones that we see, I'm like, yeah, this needs to, people need to hear this.
Absolutely.
And our field isn't going to change until we start talking about these things. And I'm an admin of this page with the name Tortilla. Like, I understand that being anonymous really like plays a big role. So
yeah. And no matter what you're going through, there is, I'm going to say, a 99.9% chance that somebody else in this vet med community has experienced it or is currently experiencing it.
Yeah, that's so true.
And you never want to fight through something alone, especially if it's something that's going to, you know, as you said, take you to your breaking point. You don't want to be alone on that.
Yeah.
So, well, let me ask.
Fuck not. We really got depressed there real quick.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. It's a good thing I have no emotions.
That's right. Here I am, like, just drinking away my sorrows in the meantime. Like, oh my God. I can't handle it.
That's all right. So I guess I do want to know, has not that I can recall to my knowledge, so you'll know this better than me. Has anybody outed you on the page, or do any of your coworkers know who you are, that you run this page?
So I made the mistake of outing myself to a couple of my really close coworkers because I needed help for, I felt like I wasn't reaching my memeing potential. And I was like, yeah, I need some help to make these. I need some help to make these memes. And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't know what to do. I almost just said my name. Woo! But yeah, so like they know, but certainly my old coworkers at the university, they don't. I mean, I'm wondering if they'll put two and two together after this podcast comes out.
Not necessarily. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that have worked at university.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, they know, and like, you know, it's fine.
Now, are they fans of the page?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
One of them, when he found out, he was so shocked, and at first he didn't believe me. He didn't believe me, and I was like, okay, well, here, I'll just show you like my little back door to the page.
Yeah,
so you can see. And I showed it to him, and he was like, no fucking way. Like, he was so shocked. It was great.
Not the first time you showed somebody your back door, I'm sure.
I know, only my boyfriend has ever seen that. So oh my God, no, but it's pretty funny. So I think some of my coworkers know, but I don't think all of them know.
Okay.
Oh, at this point.
Oh, they're going to find out when you get your sticker in the mail.
Oh, shit.
That went out yesterday, finally, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay. I have a 1 gallon water bottle that I take to work now, so it'll fit just fine on there.
Nice.
You know, nice. I don't have a hard time putting tiny, you know, things on big. I can't make this a sexual comment. I tried.
That's a reach there.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's too hard.
So anyway, well, I guess we can kind of get off. We're 30 minutes into this. I guess we can kind of get off the topic of this field, unless there's anything else you want to go into. Kind of talk about, you know, you as a person, what kind of stuff you enjoy.
Oh, this is still all about me?
Yeah, yes. This entire episode is going to be all about you. My. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's like Tortilla 101.
Basic bitchgasm right there.
Yes. Oh my God. Speaking of, one of the shows that I watch since we're talking about me, shows that I watch.
I said bitchgasm, and you say speaking of.
Every time Vanderpump. She, one of the girls on that show.
You are breaking up really bad. I am not.
A book called.
I can now.
Oh no! Oh, can you hear me? Okay. One of the girls on that show, Vanderpump Rules, has book called like How to Be Basic. Like, it's a book for basic bitches, and like how to. Oh my God! It's like the Bible for me. So, yeah. Yeah. if it's about me, I'm all in. If it's not about
Well, then talk about yourself. Let's hear it.
That's not true. I care, but.
Well, what kind of stuff do you like to do? It's not what I want to know. It's what the fans want to know. This is what the fans like the fans are going to be pleasing themselves to the sound of your and my voices. So, give them something to work with. I mean, do you enjoy exercising? Like what are your hobbies?
Oh, hell no. Hell to the no. I'm like I'm like such a freaking lazy ass couch potato, but like
you do have a rocking body for somebody that puts no like effort into it.
Like a hot Kardashian. It's genetics, I think. I mean, in my free time, well, so right now, unfortunately, my free time is being consumed with school, because I'm trying to get my bachelor's degree through like this online program. So I'm doing that in my free time right now. But like my boyfriend and I just got back from, we went up to the snow and he snowboards, like rides his stupid ass food trays around and I ski, you know, I do those the right thing. I mean, I like doing that kind of stuff and I don't know. I'm pretty basic.
Now, how about, just watch TV and I don't know very many people working in this field that don't have pets. What kind of pets do you have? You don't have to get cats or anything that'll help you, but.
Oh, yep. I have. No.
Okay.
I have two dogs. A really old dog.
Okay.
And then like a middle-aged dog who's like my soulmate of a dog. And then, like, honestly, I sometimes... I think that my boyfriend gets jealous of mine and his bond. I saw this meme one time about like how people like makes like they stare at people and their dog, and it's like, why are you?
Is that you?
While I breastfeed my dog,
and you're the crazy lady breastfeeding her dog in public.
That's like that's the kind of bond I have with him. Yeah. No, I'm obsessed with him, and he's
definitely
a border collie, and so he's like equally obsessed with me. It's great. any man, take notes from him. And then my boyfriend. Okay.
I immediately like him.
Like this, but he's a cat.
I am
guy.
A cat person as well. Oh, so I'm in love with your boyfriend right now.
Oh, he's so weird. You guys are.
What? You keep breaking up. It sounds like you're talking through a tin.
Weirdos, man. But no. So he has two cats that. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was just sitting here, as per usual.
You still there? Oh, there you are.
Okay. Can you hear me now? So my boyfriend has two cats because he's a cat guy. And I remember when we talked about moving in together, I told him, there's going to be four animals under one roof. And like, I like a clean space. So you're going to have to buy a Roomba if I move in with all you. Right. I'm not going to want to vacuum all the time. And he was like, okay. And did it. The boy cat is super sweet and I really like him, but the girl cat's a fucking cunt, and I sometimes want to throw, like, we live in this we live out on some acres and there's like a big field of like wildlife and
straight up coyote bait
behind us, and I always threaten to throw her outside because she's such a bitch, but I can't. I can't follow through without my boyfriend.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes.
Unfortunately, I just tolerate. Her and I just tolerate.
Oh, you go fuck yourself. See, I have I have two dogs and a cat, and
cats are such
assholes. Have a senior husky, and I have a giant schnauzer poodle mix, and you know what? That was my favorite breed 11 years ago when I fucking got her.
Crazy.
Oh my God. That was way before then. And she was such a sweet puppy.
Yeah, when Snow Dogs came out.
But now she's just a crabby old bitch that does nothing but sleep all day until, you know, if I go to take her for a walk, then she just wants to drag me. Like, she has no strength to do anything all day until I put the leash on her. And then all of a sudden, she's a fucking snow dog in the Iditarod.
Yeah, she's like a real life snow dog.
Yeah. So, and I have the two dogs and I have my cat. and my cat is my buddy. He's the one that keeps my legs warm at night. He's always got to be near me or on me at all times.
Yeah, see, but and, he's a male. Like, boy cats are, they are different than female cats. Like,
yeah,
boy cats are sweet. Like, our cat, he's very sweet, but the female, I fucking hate her.
Well, and that's the thing. Males, especially, so if I remember correctly, the orange males typically have the best temperaments out of all cats, and the calico and tortie females are usually the biggest assholes in the cat world.
Okay, but I've never met an orange tabby female.
I just feel like
they are, the ones I've met are like worse than freaking torties or calicos. I think because they're so pissed that they keep being misgendered.
Is that what it is?
I think that's it, yes.
It is ma'am. It is ma'am.
It is miss, not mister. Oh my god, I met a psycho one of several weeks ago, but oh.
Yeah.
So you have a little orange tabs? A little garden?
No, he's actually a Siamese.
Why the fuck are we talking about orange tabbies?
Because I was talking about the temperaments.
Okay.
Yes. That's okay. Just in my general experience, the orange tabbies, male tabbies, have the best temperaments. They're typically the sweetest, you know, very laid back, very easygoing, just want to love.
No, they just want lasagna.
Oh my god, I fucking hate you so much. Like, I wasn't killing myself tonight, but now after that comment, I am.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh my god. That's me. I'm a cat guy. I love cats, and my wife will attest to that.
Mm-hmm. How does she feel about you being a cat guy?
I mean, she loves the dogs. Like, yeah. I'm at the point
that's a good woman right there.
She is. I will say that. but my husky, she's at the point now where she doesn't give a fuck. If she doesn't get her way, she will shit on the kitchen rugs, and she'll tell me when she needs to go out. She'll come walk right up to me, look me in the eyes, and do the ooh that fucking huskies do.
Yeah, yeah.
But if she's pissed about something, she'll just walk into the kitchen and shit on the rug, and not say a thing. And then I find it in the morning.
Yeah. And you can't do anything about it. Like, you just have to let them.
Well, and that's the thing. She's at the age right now, like, I can't even punish her, even if I did catch her in the act, because she still would not give a shit.
No. Yeah, no. My little old dog has been going through some, like, health things recently. She's fine for now, but she had to be hospitalized for a few days, and when we brought her home, like, she was at my work, so I got to see her when I went to work, but she had to sleep there, obviously, and, like, I wasn't there all 24 hours, because, like, who can do that? But I would have her, when we finally brought her home, the first thing she did was, like, shit right in the middle of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but start laughing, and I looked over at my boyfriend, and he was like, "You kind of deserved that." And I was like, "I know. Like, I can't do anything about it. I know I deserved it." Like,
yeah,
I just clean it up and go about my day.
That's all you can do. Especially with the senior dogs, that's all you can do is just clean it up and go about your day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, it's my boyfriend gets up before me because I'm one of those swingers for ER, so I sleep later, but he has like a normal person schedule, and he'll get up before I do, and he was telling me one morning, like, part of their normal routine, like, he takes the dogs out to go potty in the morning, he comes back, everybody eats breakfast, and, like, he'll jump in the shower. And part of their normal routine is, while he's showering, my little old dog will just shit on the floor inside.
Oh,
after already going potty outside and coming back up for breakfast. Like, she just does that. And it's, like,
oh, yeah,
their morning now. So,
oh my gosh.
I'm like, I can't even, like,
I'd be absolutely losing my mind. And then I had a morning like that, and I wake up usually around 5 o'clock every morning. And one morning she woke me up, I think probably about 3 a.m. needing to go out. And I'm like, all right, I put her out. I go back to bed. I wake up at 5 a.m. And then I put my two dogs out again before I go to work. So that way when my wife wakes up to get the kids ready for school, she doesn't have to clean up a mess, or reduces the chances of her having to clean up a mess.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
I try. But anyway, I had already put her out, and she does her business, comes back in. I go back to bed. I come back downstairs to put her out again, and I step in a puddle of piss, and I said, Jesus fucking Christ, dog. And so I take my sock off. I open up the door, and the door slides right into a pile of dog shit. And let me tell you, the only thing that stopped me from grabbing my 12 gauge was the fact that it was 5 a.m. and I had neighbors.
You are gonna get some pushback from me, but I totally understand.
Yes. Now, of course, I wouldn't actually do that, but like it was that kind of a morning where like I was so fucking done with having a dog.
Oh my god!
Because you know my cat has never left a puddle of piss in a pile of shit two hours after using the litter box.
But just you wait when he gets pissed about something. Oh, I'm my sure goodness. He will.
Yeah.
And cat poop is so horrible.
It smells so bad. Yeah.
It does, yeah. That happens to me. Like, I'll go from 0 to 100 on like the anger scale, like very quickly. Yeah. Usually for me, it's like I'll be frustrated about like the like getting behind on like treatments or something. And then, like, I'll do something so fucking dumb, like hit my head on one of the lights or something, yeah. You know? Like, and I'm just like, fuck this! And, like, freak out. And oh man, that's what, yeah. It's like, it's no, like, nobody, I can't blame anybody else for it but myself, yeah. You know? Like, oh.
No, I hear you.
That shit drives me crazy. But.
That's what, I mean, I'm a relatively laid back person. I'm not. Not frequently quick to anger. I mean, there's some things where I'm like, yeah, this pisses me off immediately. But for the most part, I just kind of let things roll off my chest and don't really worry about them. Mm-hmm. And that was just one of those mornings. I think it was just a combination of things. The fact that I had already been up 2 hours prior. I probably had something going on at work that I wasn't looking forward to.
Oh, and I love that you're like trying to do the right thing and the best thing for your dog, and she's just like,
"Yeah, you just told me go fuck myself."
You're like, Jesus, I'm trying to help you, man.
So, but anyway, no. Overall, they're pretty good dogs. And speaking of the cat that can't be away from me, oh, he's laying at the top of the stairs. Yeah. Well, I got to check because every once in a while, my wife will lock him in the closet accidentally. Like he likes to sneak into the closet while she's getting ready for the day. And she'll close the door, not knowing that he's in there. And then he's been stuck in there for 8 hours.
And he still doesn't piss or shit in your house. That is a
great cat. He is an amazing cat. He is. I feel like
especially our female cat, if we accidentally closed her in the bathroom or something, I would come home to piss stained clothes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Well, I think we're kind of reaching the end of this, unless there's anything else you want to discuss.
I'm sure people are getting sick of hearing us.
Oh, not at all. I mean, it's we're coming up. We hit 50 minutes, so it's I want to try to keep these episodes around an hour, at least the introduction episodes that we're going to be doing. And After I get done with all of you guys, what I'd like to do is get you guys all together and let you interview me so I'm not just sitting here talking about myself to nobody, because that's fucking awkward.
Oh my God, it's not even gonna be an interview. It's gonna be like
Oh,
a
yeah, I know
roast.
it is. I know it is, because you guys
It won't
fucking
even be an
suck.
interview at that point. It'll just be let's fucking roast nachos
No,
while
it's
I'm
not
sitting
even going
next
to be that. It's going to
to
turn into a bunch of homoeroticism between me, Hob, and Salsa, just like our Facebook group chat.
Yes. And I'm just gonna be in the background like, please let me
Yes.
join.
That's all.
I'm gonna be like the little. Yeah, I'm gonna be the outcast. Oh my God, I can see it right now.
That's exactly what it's going to boil down to. But anyway, no, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. I'm sure people are going to love listening to this, and look forward to talking with you in the future about, various topics. And one day eventually get all of us
Oh, yeah.
together to just talk about random shit. And what we need to do is just all get drunk and do a podcast.
Oh my God, because it could be like, so I had this thought as I was making my coffee during our podcast. I was thinking I was thinking that we that we could do, because you know that show on Comedy
Oh,
Central, Drunk
yeah.
History? Oh my God, we need to do something like that. Like, that would be
What we need to
crazy.
do? We need to start the podcast with we each, take two shots or have two drinks, and then every time we have another
Oh my
one.
God, I would be, no, I can't. No, it needs to be more like a ratio. Like, two shots for you is like a half shot for
Fair
me. You
enough.
know what I mean? Like, you don't want me being the trashy, basic bitch, like, while all of you are having a normal
Of course we do.
conversation.
You're just gonna hear Tortilla snoring in the
Where's my phone?
background
Oh, where's
Oh my
Becky?
gosh. But yeah, anyway, no, thank you so
Jesus.
much for talking with me and being the first episode
Yeah,
of
of
the Veterinary
course.
What the Fuck Moments podcast. And I can't wait to get this put together, edited, and published for everybody to hear.
Sounds
All
perfect,
righty,
Notch.
Tort. You take care. Have a great night.
Okay. Okay, I'll talk to
Later.
you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, guys, so that was my interview with Tortilla and her introduction. I hope you guys enjoyed getting to know her and getting to learn a little bit more about me and what we do. I have to interview the other three admins at some point. I'm gonna try to knock out habaneros tonight, and we'll go from there. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope you come back for some more. Have a good night.